Colonel Johnson, I appreciate your efforts to make sure that Americans understand and remember this significant event in American history. It's a noble project, indeed. I'm also pleased that you mentioned there's very few public lands that would be intersected in this and that those would not be taken without consent of the landowner. What Ms. LaGrasse is talking about, though, is changing that to something that's very proactive, which means that the private property owners would be contacted. Their support would be in writing. Do you see any problem with that kind of an approach to it?
Well, that's business that would be beyond what I would be responsible for, and it seems to me that the bill itself is saying that there would be no taking of land, so I'm not sure exactly how the National Park Service would see that kind of an initiative.
Well, we've seen today how they interpret their authority in that kind of approach already, but I appreciate that.
But we have had public meetings as a part of this process, sir, and I know that even included in the assessment are some of the comments from people that have attended that, some of which, in fact, address this very issue.
I thank you.